dynasties and dominance. Were you a fan of like dominant hockey teams growing up that had a dynasty, or you know, or is there a specific individual athlete that you were fascinated by?
I mean, that's a tough question because I mean, other than like what the Islanders were, I wasn't around for, and then Edmonton
after
as
that.
As far as hockey's concerned, there was no one really who was that dominant for that long. I mean, you look at Chicago and what they did past the cap era. Like, to me, I guess you consider that a dynasty because they ended up winning three cups there in the span of 6 years. And I mean, to me, that's remarkable in how they kept reloading and finding a way to be good. So, I mean, and at the time, I played with the Coyotes. So, no, I was not thrilled about that. But in regards to the basketball situation, I mean, it's almost like a bot dynasty. I mean, it seems a little bit tainted. Would you agree?
Well, I agree. Now, the roots of it, I mean, it started before it was bought because Kevin Durant wasn't there yet when they won their first championship. But I definitely feel that way. And I think most people now outside of the Bay Area feel that way, too.
I think it would have been a lot more interesting if he would have went somewhere else or stuck with the Thunder, because then it would have made things a lot more interesting and competitive. Just the minute he joined them, it just kind of was like, oh, God, just give it to him.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, what players, let me twist this a little bit. What players in hockey, as a player, were really popular to the outside world, but you guys inside the game knew that person was either disingenuous, a phony, or a jerk? You know what I mean? Guys that you just roll your eyes at.
You're asking me who's a phony in the NHL?
Exactly.
I wouldn't even know, and I wouldn't even go there if I had an answer. It's a good question, but I mean, you're trying to stir stuff up now.
Well, why wouldn't I? You're Paul Bissonnette. You're great. You go places hockey players don't go.
And I'm being dead serious when I say I don't really have anyone off the top of my head who are you talking in regards to like who kind of stabbed his team in the back? I mean,
no. People, not necessarily. Or, guys who put on a front to come off as super nice guys to the media, not necessarily the media, but to the fans. Guys who were really, really popular, who guys inside the game knew were really actually kind of jerk faces.
He's never going to
answer. I'm not going there. I came on to talk Coyotes, and you want clickbait or what do you call that?
Yeah, says the guy who went to the top of a mountain and dumped a bucket of water over his head.
Not a chance I'm going there. Rich Nair would chop my head off.
All right, to the hockey. Here's a hockey question from
here.
Have you ever scored a goal with your face, Biz?
No, that was pretty impressive, though. I mean, I would have took one off the face for a goal, but that was pretty remarkable. Connor Garland, one of the awesome surprises for the Coyotes, especially in a time of need regarding the injury situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like every time we talk, we're just adding another one to the list. And the fact that they managed to get 4 or 6 points on that tough road trip was very impressive. And things should get interesting tonight against the hottest team in the league, the San Jose Sharks. 7 wins in a row right now. Came off a big one against Pittsburgh last night. And the good news is, though, is they did play last night, so hopefully we can get them tired.
Yeah, and you're right about that. The Brad Richardson injury, it's how do you recover from that? And it's because, especially when it's been one after another, at some point in time, how does a hockey team or any team kind of summon the strength to go, okay, we're going to fight through this too?
Well, I mean, part of it is it's like almost like the pressure's off a little bit where it's just like, hey, like expectations are probably not where they were considering we have 7 regulars out. And just like we talked last time, just everyone elevating their game. They had a good pickup with grabbing Jordan Wheel off waivers, in a trade. And I've actually played with Jordan Wheel. He was the MVP for our Calder Cup team when we won the championship in the American Hockey League. And hopefully he can, help with the absence of Brad Richardson and just find his offense again. I know things that maybe necessarily work out for him in Philadelphia, but hopefully a change of scenery will help him here, similar to the Schmaltz situation.
Paul Bissonnette, our guest, as he is every week during hockey season here on Bickley and Murata. We touched on it, had a little fun with the face goal from Connor Garland, and you talked about him making a contribution at a real crucial time for this team. But 8 goals in 18 games. I mean, do you think this is sustainable for him to be maybe a top-line scorer the rest of the way for this team?
I think if he maintains that work ethic, and I think that that's been his MO for a long time. I mean, he said it when he first got here. He goes, I've found ways to produce offense at every level that I've played at. And if you look back at his hockey DB, like when he started playing junior in the Quebec Major Junior League, you know, he wasn't a scorer. He wasn't putting up, you know, significant points. And then finally in his last two seasons, he was able to, I think he led the league both years. He had 129 points and 128 points for his team there. We signed him, went to play in the American Hockey League with Tucson. And, I mean, you know, he didn't make an impact offensively there either until the start of this year where he really found his own. And then, of course, with all the injuries, we called him up. The first seven games with the Coyotes this year, he didn't have a point.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he was creating scoring opportunities, but just, you know, like he said, you know, I've found a way to do it at every level. I have to find a way to do it here. No excuses. And sure enough, now he's got eight goals. He's been buzzing, playing well. And, I mean, other than Brad Richardson, kind of like the unsung hero.
Biz, we've talked so much this year about the Coyotes. You know, they'll get hot for a stretch, then they'll completely go in the opposite direction. They haven't been able to sustain success. It's been up and down. Then you add in the injuries, again, to key players. I mean, Ronta's out. The Richardson injury, I mean, so many guys out for the year. But you look at the standings, and there's 6 points out of that second wild card spot in the West. I mean, how realistic do you still think the playoffs are for this Coyotes team this year?
Well, I'm 50-50 on it. Obviously, I'm aware that in order to sustain the, you know, the pace they've been playing at lately, everyone is going to have to contribute. Like, no one can have a night off because they just need all hands on deck. But crazier things have happened. You know, this is something that they've rallied around as of late. It's kind of that us against the world mentality. And, you know, getting lost in all this too is, you know, at the start of the year, it was a bit of a roller coaster ride. You know, we go on a good stretch, go on a tough stretch, go on a good stretch, a lot of peaks and valleys. And, you know, some people have been very critical of Rick Tocchet and what he's done with this team based on the scenario. I mean, if they're able to squeeze into a wild card situation based on the amount of money they're spending on the cap and with the injuries, like, he'd have to be a consideration for coach of the year. I mean, like, if this roster with all those injuries makes playoffs, like, there's no doubt he should at least be nominated because it's insane. So, overall, like, I mean, as far as attendance is concerned, people should still be supporting this hockey team.
Yeah.
And showing up because they're showing a competitive spirit under the circumstances.
Sharks and Coyotes tonight from Gila River Arena. Later start tonight, 8 o'clock is the face-off. You can hear it here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Biz, thanks for the time. We'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. Good chatting with you, boys.
All right, thank you, Biz.
Paul Bissonnette, our guest every week during hockey season here on Bickley and Murata.